The Barnacle Podcast is brought to you this week by Two Pips Cast. Two Peas in a Podcast is a storytelling podcast by Gavin and James, where they discuss random subjects and tell stories about their life and friendships. Often they have guests. Sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. But no episode is complete without a dick joke or two. Highbrow stuff. You can check out their stuff at twopipscast.podbean.com or search for Two Pips Cast on iTunes. Also, check them out on Twitter at twopipscast. You'll also be able to find a link to their sites in the link dump below. Welcome to the 32nd Binary Core Podcast, and I'm here with Blaze, Dadge and Bambi, and I'm Spyro. Don't introduce myself first anymore, because I get told off for that.
You got all together.
It's because you're the last person anyone wants to hear about.
Wow.
We're not talking about him, we never talked about him.
No, but he just mentioned that he's here. That's about him, isn't it?
True.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Dick. This week we're going to talk about website microtransactions for everyone. Is this actually going to happen, or...?
I don't know if it's actually going to happen.
Do people like the idea?
I don't know.
We'll get on to
it. It's not an opinion-based... It's just an information-based article.
Okay.
It?
It's happening.
We're going to talk about Ben Affleck, because he's been announced as Batman.
Oh, no.
Because we have to do that.
We have to do that. We have to talk about Ben Affleck as Batman, because people love Batman, and I'm sure James would bitch because we didn't talk about Batman. And... Gamescom.
You've got a hair on your nipple.
Okay, stop touching my hairy nipple.
Gamescom
happened, which is the European version of E3, I'm told.
Gamescom, yeah.
Com. This is the thing, I thought it should be called Gamescom, a games convention, but Matt told me, no, Gamescom.
What's it short for then? It must be short for something.
James. Games Convention. I have no idea. Matt doesn't think it should be called Gamescom, though. His article, when he wrote it, said Gamescock.
Gamecock.
Good thing I vetted that article. I was just going to pick... I was going, Matt's good at English. Post. But no, Gamecock. First line. Made a mistake.
Nice.
Yeah. According to him, he goes, oh, damn, autocorrect. And I was like, I've just looked at my autocorrect. Not one of the suggested options. He says, but it should be.
Maybe he's been talking a lot about Gamecock.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it's not incorrect.
Yeah, because I assume he wrote it out in Word, because you'd write it out in Word first, because depending on your browser settings, you may have it in American. Your browser settings seem to translate things into American, I've noticed.
Ours does, on our home computer.
Yeah, it does on the computer, it doesn't on my laptop. Don't know what that's
I can't
about.
Remember what I use normally. Because I normally write it out in just .txt, a normal text file, and then...
Oh, look how confident you are. Yeah, right, in text file all my articles.
And then I copy it into Microsoft Word.
Red everywhere in green.
fix everything. And then I spend 5 minutes waiting for it to do it. I can't find out why Gamescom is called Gamescom. I thought I'd, search.
Okay.
It doesn't say.
But are you aware of the things that happen at Gamescom?
No.
Stuff.
Well, how was it?
There's a massive indie release. Well, massive indie focus from PlayStation, as I understand it. And it's kind of their indie release.
Yeah, and they announced their...
And they release a load of indie people into the street to cause havoc.
That's what happens to me.
Goddamn indies ruining all the prop. But no, they... Sony announced when they're releasing their console.
Oh, yeah, that was the big news, wasn't it? Yeah.
Black, I can't remember the date.
16th of November? Oh, no, 20th of November here. And I think it's like the 5th of November in America.
Remember.
Is it
5th?
Okay.
I said the 5th.
Maybe.
I'm looking it up now. Yeah. Always prepared here at Binary.
But I heard from on another podcast they kind of missed a trick with the successor dates that you can have before Christmas now. And the theory is Microsoft will take it up, which is 11, 12, 13. Because there was a lot of 11, 11, 11 2 years ago. That was sort of the big release date. Because it's easy to remember. So 11, 12, 13 this year is a good...
14th of November in the USA and the 29th of November for the Europeans.
So I was off on every day.
Yeah, every day. Good. Price tag is going to be $400 or £350. There was also a European and North America PS Vista...
Which one's better value?
The American price is better value. Because that's not... was it $400 and $350? That's not the exchange rate. So we're having to pay more for it.
Damn those Americans.
But obviously that's if you buy it on release. And are you going to buy it on release?
You can't. If you haven't pre-ordered now, you cannot pre... Well, apparently they've cancelled pre-orders for the PS4 now.
Okay.
Because they don't think they're going to have enough
stuff. I'll rephrase it. Did you pre-order it?
No.
Did you pre-order it?
Oh, no.
Have you pre-ordered it?
No.
Am I pre-ordered? No. Alright.
Nobody asked you.
I asked me. That's why I asked me.
Because apparently he's running the podcast.
Oh, right. Okay.
No one else is going to do it. We're trying the computer. So, you can't get one now. If you
No, you can't pre-order one now.
You might won't be able get one before Christmas, then, I doubt it.
But yeah, I doubt it as well.
And that 11, 12, 13.
So it's going to be crap for retail then. Actual shops trying to sell it aren't. There's nothing to sell in the shops. It's only people that have pre-ordered it online.
Yeah, but people might have pre-ordered it from shops. So
yeah, no,
it might be a case if they have to go to the shop to get it.
So, yeah, but
it would be collect at store. I'm assuming in most places they're not going to ship that about.
Remember when new consoles come out, the shops do a big thing about trying to sell them. That's not going to be. There's not going to be any of that.
From working at PC World, nah, it's not that big. Like. We got in
the one that you'll have a few big ones, like the one in Oxford Street, the HMV in Oxford Street.
Oh yeah, certain shops are going to do sort of big things. Oh yeah, Oxford Street, those sort of big ones. Say with Watford PC World, when they got in the Wii's, no one had pre-ordered them, and we only put half them out on the shop floor.
It's a Wii.
Yeah, but say we only put half them out on the shop floor because staff were like, "Well, I want that." And he goes, "Well, that one's going off to the side." Who else wants one? Yeah. Well, that one's going off to the side.
It's like, yeah, the Wii's like. Nothing. It's like, did you do the same for the PS Vita?
I didn't work there when the PS Vita came out.
I probably didn't do the same because it's the PS Vita.
Yeah.
It's the same. Why does anyone care?
Seeing the PS Vita, that's got a price drop as well.
Yeah.
$199, which is the same price the PS3 is going to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd rather buy a PS3.
Is the PS Vita that thing that Trevor walks around with all the time?
Yeah. Also, they've announced Borderlands 2 for the PS Vita. So
I saw that.
Nice. Yeah.
I thought that would be really weird. I wouldn't want to play a game.
Yeah, it's something.
I don't understand wanting to play a game like that with that sort of
large
size on a tiny little.
I had this conversation with Matt. He was like, "Oh, you know, yeah. If I get the PlayStation 4, I'm going to get the Vita as well." And I was like, "Why?" He goes, "Because with the Vita, you can continue playing your games on the PS4." You know, upload the save to the cloud and play it on the Vita wherever you are. And he was like, so I could be playing Destiny during my lunch
break.
That
isn't true.
Oh, really?
No. From what I read, the fact is, you can stop playing the game on your PS4 and then go and play it on your Vita, but they both have to be connected to the same wireless signal at the same time. You can't use it. You can't turn the PS3 off.
So you'd have to be in the same house?
Yeah.
But what's the point of that?
If your mum comes in and says, "I'm watching EastEnders now," she can change the channel quite happily,
and you can just continue
on your and finish the level.
Why would you want to play such massive games?
That was
on
my
tiny
problem.
He was like,
"I can play Destiny
really
on
a game, and you don't want to stop playing, but you have to stop on TV." Then there's that reason.
Yeah, but
the
screen
you're
is
pay
tiny.
An extra £200 to get the Vita just for that purpose.
I
think the screen is far too small for first person shooters. It's not right.
Where's all the HUD and everything? Like, you wouldn't be able to see it. Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to see all the numbers and everything.
It's like going back to an old 15-inch CRT. What's the point of that?
Yeah, mate. With games like Borderlands 2, because at the moment you can only play it if you're at home. But the plus note is, if you're someone who's travelling a lot on trains, so if you're sitting on the train for 2 hours in a row, it's something you can do for those 2 hours. It may not be as brilliant as on a console, but at least it's something you can do.
There's a conversation I had with Dave talking about handheld gaming. He says he doesn't do it because he never has the need to play a handheld console. He's either at home on his actual console, or if he's ever travelling around, he's got his Kindle or his Chromebook. So he doesn't have the need to use sort of like that sort of gaming sort of thing. And I've found that people who have PlayStation 3s or are wanting to get PS4s want to get Vitas. And it's kind of like the Apple fanboy-ish. Mm. Like, if you have an Apple product, you have other Apple products. Because they all work together and stuff like this. But I've never heard someone who has an Xbox say, "I'm going to get a Windows Mobile because they work together. I've got, was it Touch Glass or Glass Touch Screen?"
Xbox Glass.
Yeah, well, it's Smart Glass.
Smart Glass.
So you don't hear people
which
being
I've got on my iPhone.
Yeah,
and it works
and I've got on
the same as
on my Android as well. But I don't hear people say, "I'm going to get a Windows phone because it will work with my Xbox. It will work with this." But I do hear Sony people saying, "Well, I've got a PlayStation 4."
Well, that's
4,
a good
so
trick by Sony and Apple. Yeah, gets them to buy their products.
Well, it's because, and I'm assuming Apple do the same. I don't watch their marketing much, but Sony have really pushed the PS Vita, and they're talking about the PS4. Like, the PS4 is great. You can do this. You can take your PS Vita, you can use your PS Vita to do this with it.
Yeah.
You can do
there was a lot of
stuff
at E3 with the Windows devices as well.
They did talk about it.
Yeah, but they talked. When they were talking about Windows devices, they also say, or other smartphones.
Yeah.
They sort of seem to say that, we're going to have it.
And I'm not saying that Microsoft don't push it the same. I'm talking about the fans. I don't hear people saying, "I'm going to get a Windows phone or a Windows tablet," or, you know, was it the Surface, their tablet. I'm not going to get that because it will work with my Xbox. But I do hear people saying, I'm going to get a Vita because I have a PlayStation 3 or because I have...
Yeah, that's true. But maybe that's because Apple and Sony are hardware, predominantly hardware, so they're better at selling the hardware.
Yeah.
Microsoft, or maybe the, are a software company, so they...
Or maybe the devices work so well together that people want that.
Well, yeah, because...
It could be any of these things. I'm just saying, I don't hear the people say it.
Cool.
What else at Gamescom?
I'm just looking now to check, see if I'm right about the PS Vita.
Yeah, you said you don't like PS Vita. You wouldn't like the idea of playing Borderlands 2 on a smaller screen, but in terms of field of vision, in terms of field of vision, wouldn't it kind of? Because I thought that about when I got the PSP. And
I don't know. I don't really play handheld games. But
it may also be the whole handheld gaming, because you don't have the time to handheld game. You don't have the want to do it.
Yeah,
so
that's
you come up with these other ideas, being like, "Would it be too small?" But if you did handheld game, you'd get used to it.
Yeah, but I mean, I get headaches if I focus. Probably just give me a headache trying to focus on all that detail in one tiny little screen.
I found my PSP a couple of weeks ago, and paid it for an hour, and then didn't. I haven't picked it up since because I just don't have the need to handheld game.
So even as
me and Adam only bought ours, so we could. When we were travelling places or whatever.
Like when we were on holiday and when we were on lunch at work.
Yeah, mine was for if I was on the train or something like that, but I don't go into London anymore. I don't...
Yeah.
I drive everywhere. I don't take public transport. I don't have the need for that. So...
I mean, as a kid with all the Game Boys and stuff, to me, games like Pokemon and that, they work on the small screen because it's pixelated stuff.
Yeah.
But when you're... got people running at you in an FPS, I don't think I could cope with it on a tiny screen. It's when you see all these games downloadable on your phone, I wouldn't want to play games on my phone. It's just too much detail.
Sometimes sniping people at a distance on a big screen is hard enough. If you're reducing everything down, that's going to be even harder.
How are you going to get a headshot on this tiny little thing over there?
Crosshairs are pretty small on that screen. How small are they going to be on the Vita? I keep saying Vista. You were saying about indie. It was Sony have teamed up with iSoft. And there's crap load of games here.
Yeah, there was a massive load of games that released. Yeah,
Age of Zombie, Amen 2, Assault, Android Cactus, Androids.
What?
Yeah, these are all just indie games that are coming out. They're coming out on either the PS Vita, the PS4, the PS3, or all of them. Just by going by some of the names, see any of these that sound. Samurai Gun sounds a bit. A samurai with a gun? It's not really a samurai, is it?
No.
Just modern day samurai.
But that's coming out on the PlayStation 4 and the PS Vita. We've got Gravity Crash Ultra. I feel like it needs Mega Uber also in the name, Neon. That's coming out on the PS Vita.
Yeah.
Right. Looking at
They announced Minecraft, didn't they? Was that at Gamescom?
Yeah, Minecraft is coming out on the PlayStation 4 quite soon, actually. That's a launch title.
Is it?
Yeah. They said it's a launch title,
That's
it's quite surprising because 4J and Mojang were always saying how the updates for the Xbox were way, way behind PCs because they're trying to update two at the same time.
Yeah.
Two things.
But
now you can get it on PS4,
Notch
PS3.
Notch hasn't been dealing with Minecraft for a while. It's Jeb.
Notch has always said that he doesn't like Microsoft. He doesn't like the way that they
he doesn't like mainstream gaming at all, does he? Because he's cancelled his new game.
What?
You know, space-based sandbox game.
Yeah, I heard that's still coming out.
No, he cancelled it because of how big Minecraft is.
And
because of how big Minecraft is, there's
so
much anticipation.
I was reading about it
and
it didn't say
cancelled.
It was a few
days
ago. This week that he came out.
Yeah,
so much anticipation of the game that he doesn't like that type of gaming.
Because Matt goes to me, he goes, oh, have you heard about Cobalt? That's what it's called. He goes, have you heard about Cobalt? And I was like...
Is it? No, I don't think it is. It had it just had a working title. It just had a working title.
I swear,
it was called it was numerical then X0.
Yeah, it used to be that. It was a hex code.
Yeah. Maybe.
And
you're
saying
back to the PS Vita thing quickly.
Because Minecraft made 57 million, the anticipation for his next game is huge. He's not going to bother because he doesn't want the pressure.
Yeah. But no, sorry, don't go back to what I said about
games.
I'm sure it was Notch, has always said that they obviously had the exclusivity contract for consoles with Microsoft, and he's always said that as soon as that ran out, they'd be willing to put it on other consoles, and that's run out now, so that's why it's coming out on PS4.
Cobalt is an action-orientated side-scrolling video game developed by Oxygame Studio, blah, 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 but its publisher, Mojang.
Yeah, but it's not COBOL then, is it?
Yeah, this must be a completely different game, though.
It's basically Minecraft in space. It's a block building sandbox mode game.
Oh, then that isn't the game that when Mojang first talked, when Notch first went away and said about making a game, it was, there were initial screenshots and it was a first person shooter in space. Sort of Halo-ish looking, you know, you're running around space stations shooting people. It looked nothing like Minecraft, wasn't to do with block building. This one here, Kobo, here we go, announced for the Xbox One at Gamescom.
I've never heard of Kobo, is it?
OX10C.
OX10C, yeah, yeah, that's it.
Has been shelved. He's cancelled it as of 18th of August.
That's 2 weeks. That's a week ago. Okay.
So yeah, that's definitely cancelled.
Well, Matt was telling me about Cobalt, which is obviously their other game.
That's a different.
Did you know that he has £57 million in his bank account?
Yeah.
Or in the company bank account because of Minecraft. And they reckon that they'll get at least that now that it's available on all the PlayStation platforms as well.
Hmm.
That's outrageous.
What were you going to say about the PS?
Oh yeah, the PS Vita. It'll work same way. Basically, the PS3 has to be on, but it doesn't say anything about having to be on the same Wi-Fi. It says that it will send commands to the PS3 via Wi-Fi. So the PS Vita would have to be connected to Wi-Fi to play the games.
And the PS would have
Wi-Fi, not 3G.
Yeah,
it would. Okay.
So like,
but two separate Wi-Fis would be fine as long as they're both on.
Yeah, as long as
it appears that way, because it will send commands. It essentially sounds like what it's doing, as you know, what it is doing, is you're streaming the game from the PS4.
Yeah.
All right.
And you're sending it's like a controller with a built-in stream.
Sounds like too much effort.
Yeah, it sounds like the Wii U.
Can you?
You two all know this. Does that, because obviously the Vita won't have the graphical capabilities of the PS4. So as it's streaming it, does that mean the graphics are still run by the PS4? If it's just streaming,
they've said that it'll be able to scale it down and still
do it.
Have the, like, you'll still have
wirelessly streaming that level of graphic.
I feel like lag would get involved.
No, it wouldn't work because the handheld console itself wouldn't have the capability to view the graphics at that level. So even if it's streaming them at that level, it would have to downscale them.
Okay,
but
I assume the PS4 will come with a Wake on LAN.
Yeah.
So if you didn't leave it on, you're there with your Vita and you're going, oh no, it's turned off.
No, no.
Mum, can you turn on the PlayStation?
Yeah, you'll be able to turn on the PS4 with.
I love the assumption that everyone lives with their mum.
Well, yeah. A lot of kids are going to be getting it.
Everyone who wants one of these is living with their mum.
That Big Bang Theory episode we were watching before. Yeah, they get lost in the desert all wearing their Star Trek uniform. And he's like, do you want to call someone? Probably your mum. No, we're fine. Then how come back? Okay, my mum called.
Mum's on her way.
Yeah.
Spoilers by then.
No,
So from what I saw, it was Microsoft did their one at Gamescom behind closed doors.
Yeah, it was press only, wasn't it?
But then it was announced later. I mean, you could get it through the Xbox Live and all that. But my main reason thinking they did it was so that Sony couldn't put together a real quick video and troll them again.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, funny as it was,
Sony are bound to have. They're going to have somebody.
It's a real dick move to do, though. I mean, funny to say, oh, this is how you trade games on the PlayStation 4.
See,
just hand the game over.
This is. I'm not going to go too far down this road, but thinking about it, Sony has ruined the chances that a lot of gamers have had.
You're bad mouthing Sony here, and you know how have a reputation.
Since this podcast, James, who will just argue with you for the sake of it, and Barry.
I just want to say, I'm not going to argue, I'm just going to say it.
Sony have ruined.
When they came out and they put a lot of emphasis on we don't have DRM, and effectively forced the fan backlash that Microsoft had, because I mean, Microsoft were already getting a bit of, we don't really want DRM. But I don't think that it was as aggressive as it was before the Sony conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, like, leveled it up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that is what caused Microsoft to eventually back down and say, okay, fine, we're going to take away all these nice new features that would have been great.
Because you don't get the family sharing thing.
No, they said that may come back one day.
Because that was brilliant.
It's going to come back in the way that they promised it.
Yeah, I was explaining this to someone yesterday, and they said, that sounds really good. And I went, well, no, they're not having that anymore because everyone bitched about DRM.
Yeah. I think it's also partly the PR's fault. And that's why that guy's gone now, because
he's
they screwed up massively with the PR. They didn't explain to people well enough what it was.
Chief executive of Microsoft.
Yeah, no, Steve Ballmer has stepped down, hasn't he? But that's not what he's talking about.
Oh, right, I was going to say because. Oh, okay, yeah, gone to Zynga, yeah. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name now, don't really care.
The guy at the conference who started talking first.
Yeah.
He's gone to where now?
Zynga.
Zynga, yeah. Yeah.
I thought he said Steve, what's his name? Steve Ballmer. He
stepped down a couple of days ago.
Yeah, I thought if it meant him, he got a very nice present considering he ruined all of that.
What was his leaving bonus?
$1 billion.
Wow.
To add to the 15.2 he already had.
Though everyone's first memory of Steve Ballmer has to be him going mental on stage at a conference a couple of years ago. Do you remember this?
No,
He comes out on stage and starts screaming. It's like, yeah, ah, ah, and everyone's going, yeah, and he goes, yeah, come on, crowd, scream, or scream. And he goes, I freaking love Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
It's him. He just went mad, screaming about everything. And I was just like,
yeah,
Steve
like
Ballmer has gone crazy. It was just around when Gates sort of stepped away from it all and he became the face of it. I think I would have thought he stepped down after that because it was just mad. How can you take this guy seriously? He loves shouting at everything.
The guy fell on his feet when he ended up in the same class as Bill Gates at college.
But yeah, he's stepping down as well. I don't know what that means. Why?
It's just for a restructuring.
Okay.
I guess as a response to the negativity around their latest OS and
you would have thought that
what everyone loved it, Windows 8. I thought they absolutely loved the new start button in Windows 8 as well.
Yeah.
I ordered Tesco food for my sister's laptop. She wasn't there. She let us use her laptop. It took me longer to try work out how to shut the damn thing down than it did to order the food.
You're just there going, okay, I'll take the power cable out and dislodge the battery. Done.
I don't know.
We've got loads of Windows 8 stuff now. Well,
you have to log out
and I was setting them up
as well.
And I managed to set everything up. I set everything up perfectly and I was like, you can shut down without logging out.
No, right, okay.
Yeah, David.
This took me friggin' ages to find out how to do it. There is a way to. You have to go to control panel to shut down.
Pretty you mean much. Force stop? Let's end task this on
like
the laptop.
It's got like an app screen. The opening screen is like an app screen.
Yeah,
and then you have to load up the desktop.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a tablet operating system, but they're putting it on computers.
Yeah, but as soon as it came out, there was a sort of patch. Not a legitimate one, but one you can get like SourceForge and that, just to put it back to sort of
a bastard patch,
yeah. To put it back to Windows 7 sort of the interface and that with the damn start button and the menu button and all that crap.
See, that's what I thought everyone loved about Windows 8, like having not having the start button as everyone's favourite bit.
No, everyone hated it.
I loved it.
Really?
Never seen Windows 8.
You know the.
You should watch Hawaii 5.0 every 10 minutes to turn out a Windows 8 device. It's like a bad product placement. It's horrible.
Some product placement in shows
is brilliant.
It's not even good. It's less. And the camera just goes in. It's less
product placement. It's more. Right, we really need to catch a criminal. Buy a Windows 8 phone!
I think you broke my microphone.
Yes.
There's not even waves, it's just a solid
bar. It is, just a solid bar. You've seen Wayne's World.
I have seen bits and pieces of it.
The bit where they take the piss out of product placement on that is just the greatest thing ever. Right. Where like they're just sitting there and you've got Garth just wearing full Reebok, right? Like, he's got a Reebok like bandana with the hat on and the jersey, and he's sitting there and he's like, man, I hate it when people just sell out. No, they just do this stuff for the money. They don't even care, man. And then Wayne comes in. He's like, "Yeah, man, it really gives me such a headache." And he goes, "Here, have these. Ooh, they're small and orange. Yes, two Advil. They take away all my." And then he's like, "Oh, I could wash it down with some Pepsi. It's America's choice." And yeah, but if I like it when shows sort of do product placement so obvious that they must know they're just taking the piss
out of it.
Completely ruins
the flow. I can't remember what we were watching, but it was some show. But they just had like three monitor Arrow. They love Windows monitors in that. Every monitor has this Windows logo slapped on the back of it. And I was like, I swear it doesn't have that there. Someone just went around with stickers. Look, apparently Windows make vending machines as well. Let's put a sticker on this thing. Put a sticker on that thing. Adam, you are now made by Windows.
Yeah.
And
Fringe, we were watching that.
It
was quite clever product placement by Nissan in there.
Yeah, every car was a Nissan.
In the middle of a scene, you know, they're wandering along talking, and as they're talking, she's there unplugging the electric car so they can get in it and drive off again.
And it was,
as they drive off, it shows that it's the Nissan. It was quite good.
Yeah, there's a bit
with
the round.
Stop the flow, isn't it?
Yeah.
The conversation and getting in the car.
And then the conversation goes, what kind of mileage you get? Well, it is a Nissan. And,
electric.
Do you know, speaking of electric cars, I noticed that in Gade car park there are two electric.
Yeah.
I park in that same spot all the time. And I've only really just noticed that they have two electric car spots. Oh, okay. I've never seen anyone parking them. Who has electric cars apart from people who own Nissans? We work in
French. No one, because there's never anyone parked in the electric car park.
Well, never when I'm there. I was thinking, I don't. What, I mean, they're
in Gade car park.
In Gade car park on the ground floor.
If I don't live within the mile of there. They're not going anyway, so.
They must
they
have
will
a
break
better,
down on the ring road.
They have a better sort of distance than that, don't they? Anyone else remember anything more from Gamescom? Or Gamescock?
No.
Sounds like James Cock.
James Cock, yeah.
Talk about that.
yeah, so all I remember is...
Sorry?
Oh, why did you remind me?
Oh, God. I thought it was just a joke. This
oh,
is an
it was a joke.
Thing.
Now I'm just remembering.
Wait, no. Isn't this when you live with him and
yes,
his dressing gown
yes.
and he didn't ever close it?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Or wear anything underneath it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned this story before.
No,
oh, that was a joke.
Once again, you have just a thick band. There's no waves here. It's just, oh, God, no. So, yeah, Microsoft.
You leaned into
it, yeah. Oh, no. Black Windows 8.
I dropped my head in shame. Just so happened that the microphone was that way.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sony working with iSoft with all these indie games, Microsoft behind closed doors. They never happened. No. And Ubisoft are teaming up with
Ubisoft.
In America, they call it Ubisoft.
Yeah, I heard that.
Ubisoft.
But it's clearly
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
The,
they're soft
asking
in
us a question. Our response is just Ubisoft.
No, it's just his reply was just really sort of like really British. Like, Ubisoft. Ubisoft. yeah,
just imagine like, a British person and an American person, and the British person mentions Ubisoft and they go, Ubisoft. And Ubisoft.
No, Ubisoft. yeah, they're teaming up with someone to make a film about Watch Dogs.
Yes, they are.
Was it Sony they were teaming up with?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah.
Titanfall, that's something to talk about.
Yeah.
No, Watch Dogs you're talking about.
I just remember Titanfall.
They said at Gamescom that they want Watch Dogs to be similar to Assassin's Creed, where they release a game every year. That could be cool. For 10 years, they want to release a game every year for 10
minute,
years.
I thought you were talking about Watch Dogs the program. I was like,
why
are we talking about Watch Dogs?
Yeah.
They're making a game about it.
It's not a very good game.
It's like anti GTA. You run around catching the
people. But no, it's not even that. It's just you've got someone standing in the studio and you've got to choose the options.
Yeah,
for what
quick
time
events. Press B now.
But yeah, that game looks like
it's
a
visual joke.
It's a very visual joke. Yeah.
In fact, the entire thing, apart from the whole press B, was visual.
Yeah. But did you see him press it? Did you see him press B?
Segway.
Yeah, no. Sony are teaming up with Ubisoft to release a Watch Dog. Ubisoft. Watch Dog film. So.
Wait, there's a film of Watch Dog?
That was the whole point of this.
There's a game. It's Watch Dogs, not Watch Dog. He said Watch Dogs first, but because we were talking Watch Dog. Now you're saying Watch Dog.
Watch Dogs. Okay. Watch _ dogs.
There isn't an underscore, it's one word.
No, everything I've seen about it, there's an underscore in it. There's a red wiggly line, but there's an underscore there, trust me.
That's something you've just typed up. That doesn't count.
Which I copy and pasted from where
sure.
I got the article from.
Sure. Did you copy and paste it from the URL? Because
no.
Even then it wouldn't, yeah.
No, because it would be percent 20.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. No, but if it was watchdog with a space rather than an underscore, then it would just be underscore, wouldn't it?
Sometimes. Maybe. It depends on the HTML encoding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Your proof was the document that you typed.
Yeah, but I didn't type it. I copied it.
Yeah.
You know.
You prepared that. You knew this conversation was going to come up and you prepared that.
I feel like this happened last time.
John lied.
Did you hear some guy punch the polar bear?
Oh, well. Should we talk about billiards?
Stop it.
Damn it, there's an underscore.
Well, David came prepared with an article about microtransactions.
David actually bought
research materials.
The new scientist.
It's not what we do.
Man.
New Scientist.
New Scientist
magazine got by New Scientist. He also drove here in a Nissan,
which is running on Windows 8.
It crashed. once again, broke my microphone, big block.
We put it at the start, we hear us perfectly. By the end,
does it have a start button? Of
course it doesn't. No. People hated that idea.
You just gotta keep swiping until it works.
Something about cats. Anyway, your article about microtransactions. The Fury swipes, no? Pokemon.
Just cats. I was going to say my leopard does it, but that's a cat. Damn it.
David, please talk about your article.
This is taking that away. This is going too far downhill.
So, there's an article in New Scientist magazine.
Which issue? What issue?
Really? It's obvious it's not New Scientist.
You got to cite the article, otherwise they think we've make it
17th of August 2018.
So it's this year?
Number 2,930.
All right, mm-hmm. Now read out the ISBN in the back.
It's called Steal This Article.
No. Visual joke, I took it.
Basically it's about, because of Bitcoin, which is an online currency, fake currency, that people trade for some reason, I don't really get it. But the system that runs the transactions, especially the ones under $1, that's where a company called, I should have done my research.
You said it was
Ripple, a company called Ripple, are using this Coinbase technology to have that handle the under $1 deals. But essentially, what that means is
stop it. It's please carry
you
on.
Should have said,
just don't say doodah again.
Doodah.
Everybody listen to David. All the doodah day. Oh, we've stopped waiting for you now.
Okay, right. Well, so in future, for instance, this kind of technology could be used for websites like such as BinaryCorp.org, where
product placement. I hear they're very good. That's what
very
I heard.
Very good.
That's what I heard.
I feel like everyone should visit them and visit their YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And listen to their podcast.
But not until
Wait a minute.
Not until this Coinbase is coming.
Oh yeah. Wait.
Stop listening now.
But once it comes out, also visit.
Stop listening now. I keep this entire podcast, so we'll tell you when it's out. And
They should just always come to our website.
Yeah, visit our website at least.
Self plug on our own podcast. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Carry on.
Sorry.
So it's a peer-to-peer transaction process. That means, when you go to a website, you would be charged like a thousandth of a cent, basically. And that would go to the website.
Yes!
Not to you, to the website.
So over the month, you would visit. Instead of paying like a monthly charge, you just pay for every website you go to, but that would still equal around the same
It'd be negligible,
month.
You'd never notice it.
Yeah.
It would probably take a couple of years before an extra penny would be added to your account.
Well, no, I mean, it would still come to 30, 40, 50 quid a month because of the amount of
web I can see companies rounding up.
No, the whole point is it's like fractions of a cent.
For the people visiting the website, it's like,
it's nothing, yeah.
It's nothing, but if your website gets enough traffic,
then you earn loads of money.
Yeah, like Google will get buckload.
Yeah.
But
they'll be rich.
We would have to wait a couple of years.
Would it be
we'd get about half a penny.
But would it be a case of every time you go to a website, you have to put your bank
in? No. That's what this system is. It's,
I'm so confused. How
does
it work?
It's, no, you wouldn't have to.
How does it take your money if you don't give it
added
your
to your
details?
Bill? But because it's so negligible, you would never notice
it. So it's added to your broadband bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only way it could
work. I don't
know
how they're going to implement it, to be honest. It might be in SaaS.
It doesn't go, because this is just an idea at the moment, there is no sort of.
But there's other things that this technology could be used for. Like, it says one of the examples they end the article with is that you could tip, just, I don't know how you do it, but you could tip the guy in front of you on a motorway to move out of your way. It could be used for things like that.
I will give you a fraction of a penny if you get the fuck out of the
fucking penny. It could be pennies.
I will give you a single penny if you stop driving the fucking.
But I can imagine people would go on the motorway and drive at 60 in the fast lane. That would be their job, just to drive it down the M1.
Okay, how am I meant to tip the guy without using a handheld device while I'm driving?
Smart car, Windows 8.
Nissan Windows 8, can you give the guy behind me 20 quid to stop fucking tailgating? To stop tailgating. I think he's going to crash into me.
Mm.
Yep, that's how it works.
All right. Or make him give you 20 quid to not put on the brakes.
I'm going to slam my brakes on right now.
I'm not doing any research into each other.
Why? That was really good.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd see the problem, how they do it?
Yeah, well,
I think it'd just be like a PayPal. You don't put your PayPal details in every time, do you?
Yeah, you do.
You have to say in the password every time.
Yeah.
I
was lied to.
Because I mean, like,
go do some research.
Yeah. Because if they did it by IP, that would fail.
Of course it would. It'd have to be against your build, your ISP. We don't against them. It's the only way I can see that working. Because your ISP knows what you go to because you're going to it via them.
This is true.
Oh, thing I saw recently. Using proxy sites may become against the law.
Really?
Yeah, it's...
Who?
I can't remember. There's a company which has an app that uses Craigslist information to show you where in the area people are selling stuff. So if you look at Watford using their website, it will show you like, oh, a little blip here if we're selling stuff, blip across the road. Craigslist said, well, we don't want you using our information, so we're blocking you. So their app didn't work anymore. So their app now works via a proxy to get to Craigslist and work. Craigslist sued them and said, we blocked you, and you're now using our information against our, you know, without our permission. Mm-hmm. And it's gone to court, and if the court fined them for it,
set a precedent,
then using a proxy site is against the law. So all these people who use proxies to get around, you know, ISPs blocking,
or like school
pirate, well, I was going to get to that. Yeah,
I used to use them all the time.
First, I'm going to use the point of, you know, people going to Pirate Bay or all these other ones via proxies. And the fact that Pirate Bay have now released their own browser, which is a preloaded version of Firefox with proxies built in to get round the blocks to get to Pirate Bay.
Yeah.
But yeah, all these kids using any proxy to get to Facebook or Twitter or whatever, whoever's blocking it.
I used to use one to get to Hotmail because the school blocked my Hotmail account.
The precedent could now be that's against the law. If this gets passed.
So all those little kids are breaking the law.
Well, no, they're not at the moment. It's not like they're then going to go, let's look back 10 years and see how many kids did this and arrest
but
the fuckers.
Also, because they're on the school graph, it would be the school. Each individual child, you couldn't know what child was doing it.
Yeah, you could. They log into accounts. Monitor what they do.
You know,
Adam's job is to monitor kids on the internet. Yeah. Wait, this gets really montage-y than what I talk.
But he could log into one of the kids' accounts and do it. That's him doing it, not someone else.
No, I'm pretty sure the logs would say the kids do it.
All the IT rooms.
Now you're videotaping the kids?
Yeah. All the IT rooms have CCTV because computers are expensive equipment. And they can be stolen. You need to see who's stealing them.
That's true, they can be stolen.
Oh, goddamn. Good job they didn't have that when I was taking all the balls out of the mice.
That was you.
I never did that.
When I started at work, they had ball mice. And the bane of my life then was the kids who took the balls out of the mice.
Now it's the kids who rip out the bloody laser.
Yeah.
I actually took out the majority of the ones in the ICP suit and then they replaced all the mice with laser mice instead.
I still
know the other kids were like, thanks, Karis, nice one.
I still don't know it was me.
I still disproportionately lose my shit now. Every time I go into the library at university and the little plastic things in the back of the keyboard.
If
they're missing, oh.
No, what you do is it's the people who kind of put one down.
Yes.
But then sit up and you type it. The keyboard tips. You motherfucker.
I don't sit down until I find the keyboard.
Well, you just walk up to him, prod it. Nope. Fucked. Nope. That one's twitching.
By the time something else comes, it's just a whole bunch of upturned keyboards.
Well, I was going to say that. I never.
Is this one not working?
I never took the balls out of them, but it was. So either if the person next to me, if they're ignoring their mouse, turn it upside down. And then when they put their hand back and they start moving his upside down mouse, and like, what the fuck's sake, John? So I then flipped the keyboards. The amount of times I got away with that without them noticing as well, you know, they turn back around and where are the keys? You motherfucker.
That reminds me of that time.
This story.
Ours were close enough that the mice wires would extend round and we could take each other's mice and use each other's computers.
That's
brilliant. Or other great ones is when you screenshot their desktop, hide all the icons, Yeah. And then they're double clicking on icons that don't work.
I don't know how you do it, but someone went around and flipped all the screens so everything was on its side.
You can rotate
up.
Or you can rotate
no,
certain screens.
Left.
So we didn't have the screens in my school could rotate so that you could get a full Word document on a page.
Yeah.
But yeah, or control shift left, right,
those,
up, down.
We got those posh screens later on, but when I first started school, they're the ones that turn around.
Yeah, yeah. Which
I came in one morning and I was like, I couldn't find a computer that was the right way around. Someone had come in the morning and turned them all around. I didn't know how to fix it.
One of the other ones I did was I got a very old version of Mac OS running on my USB stick. And was just running all of the documents through that. And the tech walked in and goes, fuck have you done? I went, thought I'd install iOS onto this just to get it working a lot better. And he went mental. And I sort of alt-tabbed and went, it's a program. I'm taking the piss, don't worry.
I remember a time at school, one of my mates was like, I don't know why he thought.
When you were at school or when you were?
When I was at school. My mate was sitting next to me, he's gone, what would happen if I stuck your processors in the USB port?
Do it.
Oh, that's what's happened.
So how'd my work went. What happened? The computer just sort of made a weird noise and shut down?
Why are the scissors sticking out of it? I have no idea.
He took the scissors out before.
He tried to. They were welded in. Trying to think of the other
magic smoke. There was a time as well, David reminded me of this story. My dad is not very good with computers.
Oh, that's sorry.
What story were you thinking of?
I was thinking of, I'll tell you afterwards.
Alright.
I have a story too.
And he got ridiculously fed up and he rang up in a fit of rage and sort of like confusion. And was like, why won't this bloody computer work? Someone help me. I'm doing what it's telling me to do and it's just not working. It's like, I right click and it clicks on stuff. I left click and it brings up this stupid menu. What's happening? Why isn't it working? Alright. The entire day he couldn't figure out why it wasn't working. Got home, found out he had the mouse upside down and he was clicking with his palm.
What?
So he was holding it by the wire.
Yeah, and clicking with his palm.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's, yeah. How?
Because, and here's the best bit. He built this unit for the computer to go on, and he'd made a hole at the back for the mouse cable to go on, to go around the back. But when he put the computer there, he hadn't put the mouse down, so it was at the front, so he blamed it on that. So he's saying, because the wire was at the front, I thought it had to be at the front.
But he built the hole for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. One that we sort of did in year 11 as our sort of leaving prank, it was a very nerdy leaving prank, we hid batch files all over the school network drives that when you click, they name things like free beer, free t-shirt, click me, do not click me. That one got most of the place.
Yeah.
And it would netsend star a message to every star, so it sent it to every computer turned on the network. 50,000 times it sent this message, and it may have tabbed off okay every time. So you couldn't just hit enter to get rid of all the message. You had to manually click 50,000. They had to shut down the network. It didn't happen until about a year later, because I was there in sixth form, and I completely forgot about it. I was just working on the computer, and it went, hello, and I went, click, oh shit. I looked around, it's on every computer, and we were just like, that's pretty funny.
So there were a load of kids who started using batch files at work, and so I set up a batch file that, when it opened up, it looked like they'd opened it up the way they wanted to, but it would send me a message through NetSend, just send me a message to say, this person's running this batch file. And, I set it up so that it replaced every batch file on the network that wasn't in like the place it needed to be. And like one day, my computer just popped up with all these messages. And you had all these kids at the end of the day sitting in this room, with a teacher having a go at them because they've been using the computers inappropriately.
Didn't you do one for a kid who was playing Minecraft? And they sent a message through to you.
Yeah. That was brilliant. I made a file that looked like the Minecraft icon. And, what was it I put?
I can't remember, it was a while ago.
But it was a joke. I changed it so that when he'd run it, it would come up with an error about an Enderman having stolen some sort of block.
Yeah, you said working. The Enderman has stolen one of the files within the game, and
yeah.
That's why it's not working.
I can't remember what I actually chose.
That's quite cool.
And so that it, and I don't know if he ever used it, because I didn't see it, did it? Because I had to stop watching that kid, because I had to stop watching that kid's PC screen.
Right, yeah, okay. Do you want a shovel? Dig deeper.
And go and do some different work. No, I never said that.
You said you had a story.
Oh, yeah.
This is just a fun story. Anyway, Adam was sitting on his computer chair facing the TV, and I was sitting just behind him to the left, sitting on his desk. And he stood up to like adjust his trousers, and he was turned around looking at me because we were talking.
That doesn't sound as good.
Adjusting his trousers while looking at me. Got it.
And I, because he was looking directly at me, I grabbed his computer chair, did a sort of haha, look what I'm doing face, and moved his chair out of the way. And then he did the classic thing where he pulled his trousers up and then sat down, because I thought he would have been looking the entire time at me moving his chair.
Alright. So you thought he would just be like, ha, David, yeah, you twat, and pull it back, and he didn't.
Instead of fell over.
Yeah, okay. That's funny. So, because we're going to run out of time, let's bring it up now.
Hearthstone.
Ben Affleck, actually.
Oh. Well,
what did you say?
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone.
Hearthstone. Hearthstone. It's what you use.
Like the Earthstone.
It's what, no, oh, you don't. Oh, never mind. You're an idiot. No, Hearth. This one's called Hearth. It's a reference to something in World of Warcraft.
It's how you evolve an Ivysaur in the next Pokemon game.
It's a stone you use to take you back to your what you've set as your home in
World of Warcraft. But there's a card game.
Slash home.
It's effectively a slash home.
Right. There's a card game called Hearthstone.
Okay.
And the beat has just been released by Blizzard.
It's based on World of Warcraft.
The World of Warcraft hero characters. Which is the card game.
Okay.
It's awesome.
No, deck building card game.
Deck building card game.
A deck building card game. All together.
Deck building card game.
Deck building card game.
But it's by Blizzard.
A card game, which is based on deck building.
By Blizzard.
You're a Blizzard fan.
WTF, Liz.
Ben Affleck. Batman. Talk. What do you think?
I'm willing to reserve judgment.
Yeah, I think we do really need to reserve judgment because... No, I was saying this to you.
You were king of the memes. The anti...
Yeah, because they were funny. Those memes were hilarious.
No, go on, tell them about the ones you have.
I still feel like you can judge him because he was terrible in Daredevil. I mean, yeah, it's a few years... I looked, it's
10 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it's the only superhero film he's done. He even said that he hated doing superhero films.
I saw a great comic about it. It was people walking out of a cinema from Iago, and they've gone, wow, that was great. I got a whole new level of respect for Ben Affleck. His portrayal of a complex, troubled man taking on a persona in order to protect the innocence was fantastic, because that's what Iago was about. And then it's, Ben Affleck is the new Batman. Same guys. The dude from Daredevil. Why him? Why not anyone else? And it's like, that's the same character, basically. But yeah, he fucked up Daredevil.
It was 10 years ago.
It wasn't just him. The writing was bad as well.
It'd be 12 years by the time the film comes out.
Yeah, but you can't just cite one of his films as we can't do it because he did one bad film.
To be fair, I haven't seen Argo or The Town.
Can you cite one good film that he was in?
Argo and The Town are both good. I've never seen
Will Hunting. And
yeah, but he wrote that. It's different.
I've never, ever seen...
Yeah, no. He has been in a lot of good films.
I've never seen him in anything where I've liked him as an actor. Ever.
Dogma.
I've never seen Dogma.
Well, go and watch Dogma.
Yeah, go on.
And then join the conversation again.
Fuck off. Or Chasing Amy. He was in that too. Mallrats, he was in that. Any film with Jane, Silent Bob, he was in that.
Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah, he's been in all of them. Oh, that's my point.
what I said was that I wasn't happy about it. I wouldn't go and bitch about him personally. I would just feel like if other people had been announced, I would have been happier.
IMDb are actually calling the film Batman vs. Superman. Is that actually the name now? I thought they were calling it...
No, I think that's actually the name.
Batman vs. Superman.
But I've got faith in Snyder and Nolan.
Sorry?
I've got faith in Snyder and
that's
Nolan.
That's the thing. I trust
Nolan. I'm pretty convinced Nolan is just an executive producer because he created the character of Batman that they're using.
Yes, but... he was executive producer in Man of Steel. It had nothing to do with...
He wrote Man of Steel.
He was the executive producer in it.
Yeah, but he wrote it.
I thought Snyder wrote it.
They did, together. Oh, and he directed it.
I'm sure I read somewhere that they're working even closer together than they were in this
Kinky motherfuckers.
I doubt that, because it will just undermine Snyder and the writer.
What, no? Snyder. Yeah, but it might... But he wrote it. He wrote Superman Steel with Nolan, so maybe he's doing the same for Batman versus Superman. Well, and that would make even more sense if
he's not listed
Armageddon.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, to be fair, yeah.
I'm just saying things. I don't know what you're about.
No. Yeah, that's one film.
Yeah, he's not writing this film. He's just listed on his
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
He was in Dortmund? Yeah, basketball player number 10.
How the fuck do you know that? What the fuck is wrong with you? Can you see the screen?
No.
You're a fucking idiot. Seriously. Basketball player number 10.
Yeah.
No, I know, because I can see it. He was uncredited, though.
Maybe he was only basketball player number 10. Why are they going
to give him Dazed and Confused, he was good in that.
I haven't seen that.
Well, you should. It was a good
film. What was the Jack Ryan one?
What?
He played the character Jack Ryan.
I don't know.
The president got blown up in the football stadium.
Make it up. Spoilers.
Nuclear bomb.
Make it up.
Another spoiler.
I know. What are you on his IMDb?
Is it Reindeer Games? Because actually, I heard that was a good film.
No, it wasn't.
Pearl Harbor, right? That was a terrible film.
Go on. Oh, there it is. Jesus. Son of all Fears.
Yes, no, that was a good film.
Yeah,
was a good
film. Pearl Harbor's up.
Yeah.
Jet Ryan's a good character, though.
Yeah, no.
Better than Matt Damon.
Hey, he could be Robin in the next film.
There's a lot
of people that would have been worse. And to be fair, he can't be anywhere near as bad as George Clooney.
Yeah.
No. There's no possible way.
But I say, the other rumours for people, some of them I did like better, like John Hamm. I like that rumour better.
Yeah, it's like, I couldn't think of other actors that I would have been happier to see.
Carl Urban,
yeah.
He's already practiced doing, like, nothing with the other side of his face.
Well, I need dialogue.
Oh, shut up. Can we not get back onto the... There are no other scenes in that one building. Like, did they walk to the building? Shut up!
I thought something about Jensen Ackles
being
Batman.
No, I
would have been more interested...
I was all for Matt Smith.
The guy...
Supernatural, have you watched Supernatural?
He's only ever been in that. Nothing else.
Nothing.
He used to be an underwear model.
Shall we say about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Starting soon. I'm excited.
Yeah. I was looking at...
Channel 4 in the UK. It's going to be...
Oh, good. Because I was looking at the full lineup earlier today, and it's on Tuesdays. Mondays or Tuesdays? That's in America. I don't know when it's going to be.
I know that it's coming out soon on Channel 4.
I'm interested to how they bring Coulson back.
Me too. Did you hear about what happened at Comic-Con?
No.
Joss Whedon at the S.H.I.E.L.D. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. panel said, Disney said you can't show any clips at Comic-Con. You're forbidden from showing clips.
Dust is forbidden.
Yeah. So Joss Whedon was like, so here's the whole episode. And they showed the whole episode.
Because you're not allowed to show clips.
Yeah.
Brilliant. I would have loved it if he got, okay, so we brought in all the actors and we're going to act it out.
The stage version.
We're going to recreate it right here.
But very minimalistic.
We're going to need some of you to join in because there's a big crowd scene where everyone dies.
We're going to need the two front row chairs. We're building a fort. That would have been amazing.
This is your headquarters.
Theatre. Yes.
Can we turn the lights down, please? That's pretty good.
Well, we had a lot to say considering we didn't have very many topics at the beginnings. No,
I feel like we really cut short the whole Batman thing, so we're gonna wait and see.
Yeah, I think we need to sort of like rather than jump on.
He could be good. He might not be.
I don't have a lot of faith in him as an actor because of what I've seen of him.
Well, I don't think he'll be that bad.
I have more faith
now,
in him.
He's definitely going to be better than Christian.
Yeah, you didn't like Daredevil. Was it all his fault that it was a bad film?
No.
Probably not.
But you can.
No, Daredevil was poorly written.
Exactly.
Poorly written.
The film could be terrible, but the actor can still be good in the film.
He wasn't a bad Daredevil.
I didn't like him at all. I hated him in that film.
It was awful.
I thought he was a part of.
Do you know what
I thought he was literally a part
of. Do you know what was redeeming about the film? Bullseye.
Colin Farrell was Bullseye. No, what else is redeeming about the film?
Kevin Smith as the coroner.
No, do you know what else is redeeming about the film?
Kevin Smith was the coroner in it who finds Daredevil's
cane.
Yeah,
they must have been to be in the Clerks.
Yeah.
Do you know what else was redeeming about the film?
Is it just Clerks?
Oh, yeah.
Or Clerks. She calls it Clerks.
Because that's how you pronounce the fucking word.
Yeah, but it's an American film. They pronounce an American way. It's Clerks.
It's like Dragon Ball Z, even though it's a
Don't
Z.
Don't call it Dragon Ball Z. I know.
It's a bit ballsy.
Dragon Ball Z.
And...
Really? I feel like David had more to say about this stuff.
Did I?
Or you had a reason why Daredevil was... Something.
Oh, no, the other redeeming factor was the credits rolling at the end.
All right. For the extra scene at the end of it.
There's an extra scene.
It's a Marvel film, of course there is.
Oh, I turned off. I
don't know if there is. I didn't pay attention. I think that was before Marvel trained the audience to sit there the whole way through the credits for something.
Have you heard that they're planning a Fantastic Four reboot?
No, I do not know that.
They're planning a Fantastic Four reboot.
Right.
And the same studio that owns X-Men owns Fantastic Four.
Yeah, I know that.
And they've said that if when they reboot it, it's going to be in the same universe.
I don't get why all of them aren't in the same bloody universe. It would make for a
bloody universe.
Well, no, it would make things to be a lot better. But then you ask the questions of, what if all of this shit was going down? Why didn't Spider-Man help? No, why did this help? How come we don't see Spider-Man climbing the Stark Tower every now and again? What's going on?
But no.
When New York was getting fucked up, there was Spider-Man. Just saying, you know.
What is it? Why are you pushing Spider-Man so much?
Because it was in Spider-Man. New York. I couldn't. I suppose I could have said Fantastic Four as well. Their tower was in New York.
All of them in New York.
Yeah.
Because all the Americans care about is New York.
And I never used to like Spider-Man as a big superhero.
I'm not.
Was it at the end of Avengers that Thanos was in? Was it Thanos?
Who, what, where?
The purple-looking guy at the end of Avengers, where everyone was going, oh, he's going to be in it. Quickly, Google, who the fuck was that?
Thanos is my favourite.
No, a lot of people were like, did you see the end of it? I've Googled since. I know exactly who it is.
I just hope they have his... I can't remember what
he's not in Avengers 2, though, is he?
Talking... He talks to the statue, though.
Yes.
He thinks the statue's his wife.
But he's not the main.
He was the big
attacker.
Dad.
Sounds pathetic.
But isn't no? He's
it's hilarious.
In no Age of Ultron is the Avengers 2. That's got nothing to do with Thanos.
You're in Age of Ultron.
He's in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, is he going to be in that?
Yeah, he's the main antagonist in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't know what the fuck you're on about.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It's one of the next films.
Yeah,
in that
it's
same
got
universe.
A bald woman in it that he loves.
Right.
He thinks she looks really good, bald.
So
does he. He's too weird.
Isn't what Amy Pond?
Her. Yeah.
Then she looks good anyway. Unpopular opinion. Then.
Take that, Amy Pond.
Are we done?
We're done. We didn't think we had any topics, but we managed to span almost an hour.
We win.
Wow, nice one, guys. Well done.
And that's not even including the bit in the middle where it took a break and we didn't tell the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the 2.5 hours for us to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, and where Adam had to go off and watch Dogma, yeah. That was good. What did you think of Dogma? What did you think of
that? It was alright.
What did you think of the bit with the flying monkeys? Really?
Yeah.
It wasn't in much of it. What did you think of Matt Damon in the film?
Matt Damon.
Did you like the lead canine?
Never mind. No? So what's your views on dogmatic law these days?
Four.
That's quite a good view. I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So what should we do? Play some Starflux or some Munchkin or what?
Munchkin.
Munchkin, yeah.
Okay.
Alright. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.